Biggie. We're waiting for the city paper to arrive. We'll give you a little Biggie Smalls here to talk about on the day that we celebrate, not celebrate. It's hard to say celebrate when somebody passed away, isn't it? Remembering this day that he passed away on this day in 1997. And folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. We are going to talk a bit about the city paper. The issue they have out this week I just got a call from Karen Hooper, said call her on her cell. So if you can get it across the glass, we'll get her on the air. There are pieces about the Baltimore election. I was going to go to, what's that? Joe Giordano, welcome. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
I know we'd find somebody from the city paper here. Good.
Good.
So tell us about this issue. You've got this.
This issue is everything mayoral, sir. Everything mayoral. It's actually a really good package from the whole city paper team. From the photos down to the writing.
Wait a minute, who did the photos?
I don't know, some hack. The guy we hire occasionally. But it's really great. I think it's got answer a lot of people's questions. Writer Ed Erickson, talked to a lot of the would be mayoral candidates, and it's a really good package. It's one of the best we've done in a long time, I think.
And you specifically looked at each one of them. I mean, the way I'm looking at the articles that you put out, Karen's piece with Senator Pugh talking about her years of experience, but each one kind of focusing on different areas.
Right. The piece from Duray McKesson.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. No, and that's what makes it unique. You know, it's not just a usual mayoral roundup. But you really get to meet a lot of the candidates that you might not meet if you're a regular voter. I mean, not everybody can make all these forums and such, so.
Yeah, we've had so many forums. We have ours with the city paper tomorrow night here at Morgan State University.
Right.
With the Democrats. I mean, it's interesting how you all decide to focus this. And I wonder what was the thinking editorially about how you approach this and why.
Well, I don't want to speak for the whole editorial team, but I know like during the meetings we talked about making sure that we got a lot of the candidates that may not get a lot of ink, you know, in the other publications simply because they're not front runners. And I think we were pretty fair. I think we got Greens and Republicans and Democrats, of course, and a lot of voices and backstories and issues and things that you wouldn't really get from any other publication.
I find that I think it's really interesting and important to have. I mean, you've got – because a lot of people here, like Duray McKesson, who kind of moved back and ran for this mayoral seat, but we have many people know who he is, and there was an interesting piece that was written on him in your paper. Everyone wants a piece of Duray McKesson,
right.
which is interesting. I mean, I guess when you walk through, it starts that Brandon wrote this piece. The two Brandons wrote this together,
right? Actually, one Brandon is with me right now. We're headed to spring training.
You're going to Florida.
Yeah, we're in North Carolina right now. You're getting a live on the road on the road show, Mark.
So is this next week's issue?
This is the opening day issue. It's in 2 weeks.
April 4th.
No,
is it April 4th? The opening day, right?
Yeah, but the issue is the week before that. So the end of May. So the 20th or end of March. I'm sorry. Maybe the 20th, whatever not this issue coming out, but the following one. So two Wednesdays.
That's very funny. I used to like you a lot, Joe, until I realized you're going to Florida. I'm not. That's not quite right.
Yeah, we're going down to hang out with some Super Oriole fans down there in Sarasota. Apparently, we're going to something called a baseball game. Not sure, but we're going to hit a lot of fans. I think we're pretty excited about it.
That's cool. So tell me about, I'm just curious. I mean, going through this paper, I don't know how much of you had a chance to go through, but what this whole thing says about the mayoral candidates, have you learned from this particular issue?
It just came out today, so I haven't really had a chance. I'm going to go through it this weekend. But I know from looking over the pages that I saw at work, I will get to know a lot of the candidates that I'm undecided, Mark, to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm a city resident, live in Charles Village, so I'm undecided on who I'm voting for.
So this is the issue to help you decide what's happening and join us for the city paper, the WEA city paper debate tomorrow night here at Morgan State University. Joe, right. Drive safe. Looking forward to your report on the Orioles.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot.
Take care, brother. So it's out. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers, Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andrea Melton. Our interns, Sienna Grease, Morgan Barber, Monifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Juan Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for the 2016 Mayoral Debate, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.